taking my sons and daughters to apostolic levels in ministry. Read Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1 through 4. I'll begin to give you insight on my prayer time and meditation time that will begin to level you into positions deeper and higher into apostolic ministry. I'll call them all one by one. Number one, renewed mind, renewed strength, renewed youth. Study that. Romans 12:2, Isaiah 40:31, Psalm 103, verse 5. Number two, knowing God's ways and not just his acts. Psalm 103, verse 7, he showed Moses his ways. That is important because I think a lot of teaching and a lot of ministry is just based on the act, what happened to the Hebrew boy. No, through revelation from this day forward, there are some ways God going to show you to lead his people in this generation and in this time. Number three, it is given to me to know the mysteries of God. Very important, Matthew 13, 11, 12, full of abundance. Number four, the mysteries of God is unfold in prayer and meditation. 1 Corinthians 14:2, praying in the Spirit. Joshua 1:8, meditating in the Spirit. Number five, his mercy is my masterpiece of victory. Get a hold of that now. These three statements are very powerful in the Spirit. Psalm 103, verse 8, and verse 17 and 18. Number six, I must always keep God's covenant and remember and do his commandment. Psalm 103, verse 18. Number seven, I will deliver him, set him on high, will answer him when he calls, be with him in trouble, deliver him, honor him, satisfy him with long life. That's Psalm 90, 14 through 16. These things are very important for you to know at all times. Number eight, I seek your face, find my place, and run this race. At Jeremiah 29, 13. Number nine, Lord, show your way today. And he gives Psalm 23. Meditate on that. Number 10, set the thermostat of my heart with love, light, and your life. And then in Psalm 119, I think, 105, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. But look at those three things, love, light, and life. They all are in the word. Number 11, I yield to your leading, the leading and guiding of the Holy Ghost. Well, you know, that's Romans 8:14. Number 12, stop trying to level off. No, you must keep going deeper. We're talking about in the spirit realm. We're talking about not being satisfied with the status quo or the normal pattern from television and certain things. No, we have to stay in the spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:1-10 is very important. We're going deeper and deeper. Number 13, I'm opening the gates. Come on in. Isaiah 26:1-4. When you read the scripture, God's going to speak to you. Number 14. The hour is open. All other power is broken. Isaiah 40:31. And then Isaiah 54:17. Number 15, get ready, get ready, get ready. Great and mighty things are coming your way. That's Jeremiah 33:3. We go to number 16. My son, write this and speak it. Nothing is cheap about me. Everything about me is expensive. It cost me my son that you and I could become one. John 3:16, John 1:12. We need to emphasize this to our people. Number 17, and ourselves. Your flight have landed to bring you into other levels of the spirit realm. Isaiah 40, 31. Number 18, financial freedom is a Holy Ghost agenda I've placed on your life, family, and ministry. Flow openly and see what happened. Keep your mind in the right place. Genesis 12, 1 through 3, Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. 19, call me by name. Stay under me all day, and I will show you the way. Number 20, never take none of my work in general. Always know the importance of my work. And then 21, ministers, ministries, and churches must hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. That's Revelation 1 through 3. John was in the Spirit. He heard, he saw, and he understood. And you know the thing that he spoke to the church. And he said, let the church hear what the Spirit is saying. We as ministers got to hear what the Spirit is saying at this time, for we're walking through dangerous territory, which is spoken by the Bible, but there are always going to be men and women who can walk the 2 out of 12 or the Gideon remnant will know exactly what to do. And then I heard three words, phenomena, phenomena, phenomena. I said, what is that, Lord? You will begin to see great and mighty things. So there you have the apostolic. This morning is fresh. My prayer time, praying an hour in the Spirit, reading scriptures, meditating, waiting on the Lord. And these are the things, kind of things he speaks to me. I have a whole stack of those things, but this is fresh from this morning. He told me to start feeding you and leading you into the apostolic realm as he worked with me. God bless.